if we're going to be in the world from the neck up, we're going to be in some deep trouble, because it's all perspective. It's all balanced with right and wrong. And right and wrong is relative to culture. It's relative to family. It's relative to age. So, yes, we have to listen to all those. Absolutely, because that's what's happening. You know, you have to listen to the world. You have to see it. But we can also go down from the neck to our heart, right? And I was thinking, in fact, thinking of from the neck up in prep, I was remembering, there's a kind of a cute, clever, animated thing called Inside Out that came out a couple of years ago. I don't really remember, but it's philosophically a little flawed, I think, but it's about kind of what happens in your head. Like, there's a control room in your head, and you have these emotions that can be played. And their list of emotions was an interesting set, I have to say. It included disgust. So I think it was aimed at teenagers. So teenagers have that major, like, yeah, I'm mostly disgust with you guys, really. But it also had anger, of course, and jealousy, things that we would, you know, you'd recognize. But it didn't have love. There was no character, no little animated character for love. And I think partly I'm imagining that was a kind of a gentle delivery out into the animated world. It's like, oh, I don't know, rock the boat, talking about love, it's kind of scary. So they call that character Joy. But it's kind of a beautiful thing in a way that you have an emotion called a joy. I mean, I saw that joy as an expression of love, because when you really are expressing love to another person, there's that hint to release your joy. You can release your joy when you actually see another person, when you're with them and see them. There's something that opens up. When the heart opens, something comes out. And it's radiation. We call it unconditional love. We call it a lot of things, but it has a lot of joy in there. And that led me to, in our discussion, to consider what is the most joyless world of all. That's where you are oppressing yourself. You don't let your joy out. Boy, I know that feeling. Like you're being snarky, sophisticated. This is one way to do it. But you can also just hurt. One of the speakers at Barbara Marx Hubbard's Awakening the New Species program was a beautiful, beautiful, just effervescent, loving woman. And Barbara said, "How do you do this?" She said, "Well, it wasn't always that way. And when I was in my teens and 20s, I had all these layers on my heart, and I couldn't feel love. I could express it; it was all mental. And then something happened, and suddenly it's like, now I get it, because it's not the little guise of emotion inside your head. It's a flow. There's something coming elsewhere. It's not like we're machines and we have little parts that you can plug into a player. There's energy." And when that energy is coming through and we can express it, it's a totally different game. It's not the same old, because you don't have a program. You just have that opportunity to connect and flow and express your joy. So that's what I have to share.